Breaking news, guys. Saudi king announces new political role for women. Women in Saudi will be allowed to run for office and nominate candidates in future municipal elections, King Abdullah announced Sunday. The king did not specifically use the word vote, though his announcement followed increasing pressure on Saudi Arabia to allow women to vote. The announcement does not affect this week's elections, which will be held on Thursday for only the second time in more than 40 years. Women will be allowed to serve as members of Shura councils in the next elections, the king said in remarks on state TV. Still, Saudi officials have not said when those elections will take place. As of the next session, women will have the right to nominate themselves for the membership of municipal councils and also have the right to participate in the nomination of candidates with the Islamic guidelines. Since we reject to marginalize the role of women in the Saudi society in every field of works, according to the Islamic Sharia guidelines and after the consultations with many of our scholars, especially those in the Senior Scholars Council and others who have expressed their preference for this orientation and supported this trend, the decision was made to allow these changes, the king said, according to an English translation of his remarks released by the Saudi government. Saudi's women's rights activist Wajaha Al-Hawaydar called the announcement great news. Women's voices will be heard finally, she said. Now it's time to remove other barriers, like not allowing women to drive cars and not being able to function and live a normal life without a male guardian. When elections were held in 2005, they were the first since 1963. Only men were eligible to vote, the U.S. State Department says in its human rights report on Saudi Arabia. Earlier this year, Saudi women activists wrote the government requesting that women be allowed to vote and be candidates in the municipal elections, according to the U.S. Library of Congress. Saudi Arabia's Minister of Municipality and Rural Affairs declared that Saudi women will not be able to either run or vote in this election, the Library of Congress reported on its blog. According to news reports, the minister stated that the ban on women's participation is due to lack of segregated voting facilities. When election centers opened in April for voters to register, some groups of women turned up and were turned away. It was one of the first public acts of Saudi Women Revolution, a movement set up to campaign for the end of Saudi Arabia's discriminatory laws. CNN.